so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
That's what we do every week right here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH, LP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, packing about 19 years of watching and listening to music in Texas. Thanks for listening. We've said countless times, I think, on this radio station that music is a solace. It's a comfort for many of us, and especially in difficult times as we're going through right now. Another comfort for many of us, frankly, is food. Some elaborate, some just kind of plain and simple. And tonight, we're going to blend those two comforts for what I hope is a comfort food music extravaganza. We're going to lead off with a couple of songs that are going to get your feet and your salivary glands cooking. As a matter of fact, here's Gary Nicholson and the Guy Clark song, Texas Cooking.
Austin, Texas, I'm going down to save my soul. Get that barbecue and chili, eat my fill and come back home. I'm going to take my baby with me, we're going to have a high old time. We're going to eat till we get silly, sure to make a beer taste fine.
Oh, mama, ain't that Texas cooking something? Oh, mama, stop your belly and backbone bumping. Oh,
armadillo tastes so sweet he calls it pie. I know a woman makes pan dulce tastes so good it gets you high. Get them enchiladas greasy, get them steaks chicken fried, sure to make a man feel happy to see white gravy on the side.
Oh mama, ain't that Texas cooking something? Oh mama, stop your belly and that bone bumping. Oh mama, ain't that Texas cooking good? Oh mama, eat every day if I could.
Got fried okra, beat anything I ever saw. I know man cook cabrito, it must be against the law. We gonna get a big old sausage, big old plate, ranch style beans. I could eat the heart of Texas, we gonna need some brand new jeans.
Oh mama, ain't that Texas cooking something? Oh mama, stop your belly and back bone bumping. Cooking good. Oh, mama, eat it every day if I could. Cooking something. Oh, mama, stop your belly and backbone bumping. Oh, mama, ain't that Texas cooking good? Oh, mama, eat it every day if I could. Oh, mama, ain't that Texas cooking something? Oh, mama, stop your belly and backbone bumping. Cooking good. Oh, my mama eat it every day.
Marcia Ball out of Austin, Texas. Strong Louisiana background, however, and the song, of course, was Red Beans. That came from her Blue House album, came out in 1994. You also heard Kaz Kazanoff on saxophone. Marcia not only sang that song, but she also was on piano. If you ever get a chance to see her live on YouTube or anywhere, you're going to see a tall, lanky woman playing piano with one leg crossed over the other, keeping a time to the music. She's been on the doing this music thing for over 50 years now. She's got about 14 albums out. Check her out, especially the earlier albums. The latest one's showing a little bit wear and tear of 50 years on her voice. Before Marcia, we heard Gary Nicholson on vocal and guitar, Daryl Scott on vocal and dobro, Tim Scott on vocals and mandolin, the great Guy Clark song, Texas Cookin'. That came for the Guy Clark tribute album. This one's for him. Came out in 2011. It's a two CD set with a whole bunch of musicians, mostly Texans, doing Guy's songs. Gary himself was born in Commerce, Texas, and Daryl Scott is the quintessential sideman, and you've heard him with Robert Plant and the Band of Joy on this show. This is Boogie Back to Texas, and we are playing tonight songs about food from Texas musicians and just trying to provide a little solace, a little comfort to everybody. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. And next up on our culinary cuisine cruise, I think it's time for a little potato salad and maybe hot dog. But first, Ella Mae Morris with Solid Potato Salad.
Some folks like their potatoes lyonnaise, some prefer French fried. But I like mine mixed with mayonnaise, coleslaw on the side. Solid potato salad, that's solid salad, Jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take my plate, fill it up and bring it right back. Solid potato salad, and let's have no yak yak. Solid potato salad, boy, take my plate, fill it up and bring it right back. The farmer said to the spud, your skin looks slightly pallid, so I'll dig you later, bud, for some solid potato salad. Solid potato salad, that solid salad, Jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take my plate, fill it up and bring it right back.
We'll be right back.
Well, if you identified that band performing that song as Led Zeppelin, you get the prize. It's not their normal sound. Kind of like Jimmy Page doing his best Glenn Campbell. Anyway, that was Hot Dog from their 1979 album, In Through the Outdoor. And I'm claiming Led Zeppelin as a Texas musician because Robert Plant, well, he and Patty Griffin lived in Austin about half time for about a decade. Although he may not be living there anymore since they broke up. Before Led Zeppelin, we heard Ella Mae Morse and Solid Potato Salad. Single came out in 1943, I think. She was born in Mansfield, Texas, near Dallas. She was hired by Jimmy Dorsey when she was only 14, and then when she was 17, she joined Freddie Slack's band and was part of the first gold record from Columbia Records ever back in 1942. She went on to a solo career, but she still sang with Freddie Slack every once in a while, and she stopped recording in 1957, but she ended up being in clubs, I think, through the early 90s. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas right here on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, serving up these various platters for you to provide you with solace and comfort in this time of really difficult times. Thanks for listening.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union. Practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
You know, tonight we've had a little Texas cooking, some red beans, some potato salad, and a hot dog. And we're going to have a little bit more food offerings, a lot more food offerings. But as a civic duty, I wanted you to be aware of how much you eat, or you might end up like this pig.
Peter Percival Patterson had a pig named Porky. This pig named Porky loved pie. He loved pizza pie, pumpkin pie, pineapple pie, pizza pie, mince tarts. And Peter Percival Patterson's big Porky loved pie for breakfast, pie for lunch, pie in the afternoon, and pie before he went to bed. Peter Percival Patterson's big Porky ate so much pie that, do you know what he did? He popped.
Apples, peaches, bananas, and pears. I love you. You don't be cruel, don't be cruel. Give me just a little help and show how much I care. I'll bring you apples, peaches, bananas, and pears. Run to me, girl, don't wait too long, and you'll see. Bananas and pears. I've said all I can today, girl. That's the way I am. Take it for what it's worth and throw the rest into the sand. Give me you, girl. That's all I ask. Please be true. Peaches, bananas, and pears. I love you, girl, now that's the truth. I need you. I care. I'll bring you apples, peaches, bananas, and pears. Apples, peaches, bananas, and pears.
The unmistakable sound of ZZ Top serving up a few TV dinners. I like the chicken if the sauce is not too blue. That came from their 1983 album Eliminator. ZZ Top, of course, is Billy Gibbons on guitar and lead vocals, along with Dusty Hill on bass and vocals and Frank Beard on percussion. They're from Houston. They performed their first concert at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Beaumont, Texas in February of 1970. They did not grow their infamous or very noticeable beards until 7 or 8 years later than that. They've got about 15 albums out now, and rumor has it there may be another one cooking. I don't know about that. Before ZZ Top, we heard The Monkees, and where else can you hear The Monkees backed up by ZZ Top? They were leading off with Peter Percival's Pet Pig and finished with Apples, Peaches, Bananas, and Pears from their Missing Links album. I believe that guitar riff that you heard in there from The Monkees was really courtesy of Glenn Campbell. And The Monkees, as Cindy Hoyt knows oh so well, were Peter Tork, Mickey Dolenz, Michael Nesmith, and Davy Jones, and actually, as we all know, was a TV show that became a band. Michael Nesmith was born in Houston, and he was a songwriter. He wrote, for example, Different Drum by Linda Ronstadt. He also played in a country rock band called the First National Band, and he was also the executive producer of the cult film Repo Man, which is a good film. You are listening to Songs and Trivia from and about Texas musicians here on Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. And after all that fruit and a TV dinner and the salt involved in there, I think we might as well have something that's a little bit savory. In fact, let's have a Mediterranean breakfast. Here's Sue Foley. Thank you. Canadian-born Sue Foley on guitar, both guitars. She moved to Austin in the mid-90s and stayed there ever since. The song was Mediterranean Breakfast from her Love Coming Down album, released back in 2000. You also heard Richard Bell on organ, Brian Owens on drums, and Terry Wilkins on string bass. Now, Sue is probably known better for her blues singing and guitar work with her pink paisley Epiphone, but obviously she plays the nylon string acoustic pretty well. Well, after that delicious, delicious palate cleanser, it's time for a little Corn and Tomatoes. Lead off with Robert Earl Keen and some hot corn and some cold corn.
Summer, all winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a pickin', homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. Wouldn't life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. But it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make take every own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Guy Clark live on Austin City Limits and Homegrown Tomatoes, as you heard, joined by Stuart Duncan on fiddle and Edgar Meyer on bass. And I know that I've worn out that CD on this show, but how can you not do that? The show was on November 10th, 1989, and yes, Terry and I were there. Saw the show stopped while the makeup person came out and had to powder Guy's rather dramatic forehead. Guy's family was not very musical at all. They didn't even have a record player in the house, but they did one thing that was very interesting. They read poetry every single night, which probably taught him a little bit about the emotional power of the imagery that often, obviously, carries over in his songs. Before Guy, we heard Robert Earl Keen and Hot Corn, Cold Corn from his Happy Prisoner, the Bluegrass Sessions album from 2015. And Robert always has had a love for bluegrass, according to what he said on the liner notes anyway, partially because it involves sitting in a small room singing three-part harmony, and it could be with perfect strangers, held together by the music. You listen to songs about food here on Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, trying to chair dance a few of these calories away. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Many thanks for the underwriting support provided by Leif Rasmussen of Vashon Dental, who operates a family practice providing dental care in a relaxed environment with an emphasis on personalized care and treatment for every individual who walks through the door. Located across from the Blue Heron Arts Center and on the web at vashondental.com.
I mentioned before all these calories, and while we've had primary, I guess, pretty much healthy food so far, we all know that junk food is not very far behind. Here's Larry Grocci with kind of a sad confession.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert, and wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at Combination on my secret hideaway shelf, and I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I take some time out in the patio. In the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed, with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Chocolate on my fingers, icing on my lips, sugar, diabetes, and blubber on my hips. I keep the nightlight burning in the kitchen, babe, so I can go downstairs and cruise. I got them Oreo creeps and when chocolate covered creep feel cookie blue. I hide them in the cabinet, I keep them in a jar for emergencies, you know. I keep them in the glove compartment of my car, and I can't live without them. They get me high and I can get on booze. I got them Oreo cream sandwiches, chocolate covered cream filled cookie blue. Play it one time, Steve. Thank you. doctor says I'm crazy. You better give him up and quit. You be pushing up daisies because, boy, you definitely sick, you know, but I couldn't quit if I wanted to. Yeah, I don't want to lose. Chocolate covered cream filled cookie. Bill by Nabisco ain't no rookie. Next best thing to Nookie Blue.
Lonnie Mack with Oreo Cookie Blues from his Strike Like Lightning album, came out in 1985. You also heard his great friend Stevie Ray Vaughan on the National Steel Guitar, and Lonnie's younger brother Bill was on the slide. Lonnie grew up in Cincinnati, as Terry and I did, and I recall hearing about him in my junior high school years, about the time I think that he came out with the instrumental version of Chuck Berry's Memphis, and that recording really opened the door to rock and roll guitar solos that just hadn't been done that much before. Much later in Lonnie's career, his close friend Stevie Ray encouraged him to move to Texas, and that did indeed happen. And we're going to hear from Stevie Ray in just a few minutes. Before Lonnie, we heard Larry Groce and Junk Food Junkie. And if you've listened to Mountain Stage, you've heard Larry. He's the host and the artistic director of that live radio show. The song itself came out in 1976. Larry grew up in the Oak Cliff section of Dallas, and he went to Adamson High School with, check this out, Michael Martin Murphy, Ray Wiley Hubbard, and B.W. Stevenson all went to the same high school at the same time. Stevie Ray and Jimmy also grew up in that area a few years later, as did Edie Brickell. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and I'm serving up platters of food and music for you, hoping to provide a little bit of comfort for everybody. Thanks for listening. So we've got to have at least one more having to do, in a way, with junk food. And who better than the Candyman? Here's Roy Orbison.
Come on, woman. Allende.
Yeah, Roy Orbison from Vernon, Texas, also from Wink, Texas, although he never did like that. He hated Wink. But anyway, that was Candyman from the Black and White Night album that I know. I've worn that one out on this show as well. The harp you heard at the beginning of the song was from Roy, and then the harp throughout the song was from Elvis Costello and the backup singers Katie Lang, Jennifer Warnes, and Bonnie Raitt, with various musical and vocal support from guys like Jackson Browne, T-Bone Burnett, J.D. Souther, Bruce Springsteen, and Tom Waits. And I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas. We're going to go out the door of this food edition with, as promised, Stevie Ray Vaughan, with his contribution to our potluck tonight, Chitlins Com Carne. Yeah. Thanks for listening. You are listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan on The Voice of Vashon, Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening tonight.